dating is always changing and evolving, especially from decade to decade or generation to generation. There are different rules to the game, but you should be aware that there are some things that should never change when it comes to dating. So we're going to talk a little bit about it today. Don't miss this episode.
Hey sis, welcome to Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Are you hurt and confused after a recent breakup? Are you having thoughts like, I can't believe I'm here again. Why wasn't I enough for him? Or I'm never going to get married. Do you find yourself Googling how to get past the breakup or how to heal my broken heart? Do you start your morning feeling like you can finally breathe again, only to fall apart when you see a picture of your ex on social media? Hey sis, I'm Candace. I too was a single Christian woman who was heartbroken but still desired marriage. I too had numerous failed relationships and wished the right man would come along. I wanted closure from past relationships, healing for my heart, and I wanted to feel joy in my life again. But the truth is, I had no idea where to start or how to make any of this happen until I found the secret, partnering with God to heal from heartbreak. In this podcast, you will find tips for moving on after breakups, growing your relationship with God, and preparing for future relationships so that you will heal your heart and be ready to move forward into the life you desire. So turn off those heartbreak songs and turn me up in those earbuds. It's time to heal, sis.
Hey, sis, and welcome back for another episode of Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Thank you so much for joining me on today. And first and foremost, let me ask you a question, sis. Have you subscribed to the podcast? If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, hit your subscribe button so you do not miss any of our episodes. A couple of weeks ago, we had 3 episodes in 1 week because we were celebrating my birthday. So when things like that happen, I don't want you to miss them. So make sure you subscribe to the channel. Also, if you have not yet left your 5-star written review, sis, go ahead and leave your girl a review. Let me know exactly what you're thinking about the show. And speaking of reviews, I want to read one for you today, and it's from Daphne. And she titled her review, Amazing Podcast. And it reads, great podcast for all singles, especially Christian women. Definitely appropriate for all ages with great content and principles to live by in the dating world. Upholding the integrity of a believer, it's important to have standards and heal after a bad relationship. Thank you so much, Daphne, for leaving this 5-star written review. I appreciate you so much for taking time to do that. And keep on listening, girl. So today I have a bit of a different topic to talk to you about, she just talked about dating in her review, and actually kind of want to talk a little bit about it on today, because I know there are many women who are looking to get back out there. Maybe some of you are, single, you've been single for a while and you've healed, or maybe you're still in that healing process, but you still have dating on your mind. All right. So before you jump back out there into the dating field, let's get some things straight, because there are some things in this world when it comes to dating that never change. I understand that people meet more online, do more online dating these days. It's more acceptable in these days. I did online dating back in the day, but it wasn't as acceptable as it is now. And so right now, I feel like more people are meeting online than they actually are in person. But no matter how much dating evolves, there are a few things that are completely foundational that you should keep in mind, just some tips for you as a woman, because guess what? You cannot control other people. You can't control how others will show up, how they will present themselves, or how they would treat you or respond to you even. So you have to control what's in your sphere of control, which is yourself. So I have 5 tips for you. They are timeless dating tips, right? No matter how old, somebody can listen to this podcast 50 years from now and even a century later, and I believe these dating tips will still be the same. Okay, so let me give them to you.
Hey sis, are you missing your ex, feeling lonely, and feeling unworthy? Do you wish there was a way to stop crying yourself to sleep at night, get the closure you need after that breakup, and get over your ex? I understand. I know what it's like to have another failed relationship, have my heart broken, and feel like I will never find someone to love me. But sis, imagine if you can finally get past the pain, have a healed heart, find the peace you're looking for, and move on to what God has for you. Well, it's totally possible with my customized heart healing plan, where I give you personalized strategies for healing, letting go, and moving forward with God. You will be able to carry out simple steps to see real progress on your heart healing journey and actually gain peace. You will walk away with a detailed plan with a specific goal and between 1 to 3 simple steps to carry out the healing goal. Plus, you get accountability from me, and you can email me questions for 2 full weeks after our session. So if you're ready for your customized heart healing plan based on your specific healing needs with accountability and support, head over to CandiceABaddies.com/services to book your 60-minute heart healing coaching session. Spots are limited, so be sure to book yours today so you can finally heal and get to the life that God has for you. Remember this from Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I love you, sis. Now let's get back to today's episode.
Starting with 1, be confident. Sis, you have to be confident in who you are. You have to know who you are in Christ. And that's why when you're single, you should really take time to really dig into your word, be in relationship with God so He can tell you who you are. If you're not confident in who you are, then it's going to be so easy for someone else to come into your life and tell you who you are based on their needs and their desires and what they want you to be. And then you find yourself becoming who someone else wants you to be or what they ascribe to you instead of who you actually are. Be confident enough to say, you know what, this is what I want, don't want, like, don't like, and what I will accept and not accept, and be okay with that. And this is 1, but this particular one goes in line with everything else we're going to talk about today. You have to have confidence when you get out there in the dating field. I feel like people sense when you're not confident, and when you are walking in fear, and when you feel like you have low self-worth and you're not confident, then you're going to attract the wrong kind of people to you. So you have to make sure that you're comfortable with who you are and that you're confident in who you are before you get back out there to date again. 2, be patient. Don't be out here being thirsty for a man just because you think like that's going to fulfill you. You think like, okay, I'm lonely and this is what I need. I need a man. I just want somebody. I'm tired of being by myself. No, sis, you have to be patient. Now, you can go on dates, you can do whatever, but it's like if you go out with someone and they're not the person for you, don't be afraid to let that go. And you would be patient enough to wait for the one that God actually has for you. Okay, be confident, right? Be confident in yourself and be patient enough to actually wait. And also, sis, I want you to be patient enough that you're not going to rush someone in the dating process either, because that's kind of a turnoff when you are really like, okay, where's this going? How are we going to do this? How are we moving forward? Are we going to be in a relationship when you and this person are just getting to know each other and just starting to date? So you have to be patient. You might be in a place where you're like, look, my biological clock is ticking. You know, I'm this however old I am and I want to get married. And so what's your intentions? It's nothing wrong with asking about intentions, but you cannot expect the person to be ready to just jump into an exclusive relationship after like 1 or 2 dates. Again, get to know that person and allow them time to get to know you. And if y'all are not on the same page, maybe that's not the person for you. 3, have non-negotiables. All right. So these are your standards, sis. And not just standards, but even your desires. If there is something that you want in a spouse, in a mate, and it's more than just a want, like you feel like this is what I need in order to, you know, marry someone, then you have to have your non-negotiables down. Okay. You need to know what those are. And you start with him, you know, being a lover of Jesus. Does he love the Lord? Does he believe Jesus is his Lord and Savior? Start there. That should be your number one non-negotiable. And then after that, get your own. After that, but have your own non-negotiables, the things that you need, want, desire in a spouse. Now, sis, I'm not saying have this laundry list of characteristics for someone that's like 20 items long. Okay, we're not doing that. We're not making a wish list. And if you do, that's your own business. But when I talk non-negotiables, sis, I'm really talking about 3 to 5 things that are a must that you feel like he must have in order to be at least a candidate for a spouse, if that is what you are looking for, if that is what you desire. So have those things that you're not settling for, and then be confident enough in yourself that if that person is like one of those non-negotiables are not met, that you're like, okay, I need this thing. I'm not going to settle on this particular thing. And that's why I say just 3 to 5, because you don't want to nitpick every little thing, but you should have a few things that you're like, I'm not willing to negotiate on this. This person does this and I can't have that. Or this person doesn't do this and I need that. So think about those things, have those things down before you start dating again, so that you're not settling and that you're not feeling disappointed with the person that you have because you did not have your non-negotiables in your mind mapped out and letting that person know, because you can communicate your non-negotiables to a person. What I hate for people to do is waste their time. Okay, so if y'all know off the bat, like if you ask him, your non-negotiable is that he has to be a Christian, that he has to love Jesus, then if you ask that question up front and that's no, then that should be it. Be like, oh, well, you know, maybe we can be friends, maybe not, but I don't think this relationship is going to work out. I have had to do that. Unfortunately, when I did it, I didn't do it soon enough. The person and I both caught feelings before I actually broke that off. But I did have to do it because I could not rest in my spirit. The Lord wouldn't let me rest. I did an episode about that. But yeah, the Lord wouldn't let me rest with that because he's like, you know better. So have your non-negotiables, sis. Number 4, be authentic. So simply put, being authentic means being yourself. So many times, and I used to do this too, I can't lie, when I was out dating, I would show up as the version of myself that I thought that men wanted, okay? And it wasn't necessarily the authentic version of me. But that gets old fast, okay? It really does, because how long can you keep up a charade? Not long, okay? How long can you pretend to be someone else without being disgusted with yourself, so to speak? And I'm just going to use that word, yes, disgusted, because you're not going to like the person that you are, because that's not who you are on the inside. You're going to be fighting your natural tendencies. You're going to be fighting your natural identity, and then you're going to be in like turmoil within yourself because you're trying to show up as a person that is not who you are. So don't even give the person a false version of you on a first date. Now, granted, yeah, I understand you might want to dress up a little more and do, you know, things a little bit differently on the first date, but don't be so different where you don't even recognize your own self. Like, I know this day and age is so different, y'all. It's so different. But people get makeup done for everything. Like, they could just be going somewhere on a weekend and people getting their makeup done. That's like so new in the last couple of years for me. And so I'm like, okay, it makes you feel like everyone around you is doing this thing. But if that's not who you are, if you don't wear makeup every day, then why show up with a face full of it, okay, on your first date? Like, that's not authentically you. And speaking for myself, what I would say is that I remember one of my things was that was a big thing for me. I did not want to show up as a person who looked completely different than I look on a day-to-day basis. So I would never go on a first date with a face full of makeup. Like, you might catch me with some lip gloss and like what they used to say, sponge your face to get the shine off. That's all I used to do because I'm like, this is me right here, okay? And so I may not have been confident in a lot of other areas of my life, but I was all right with the way I look. And so I was like, this is what you're going to get. I don't want you to be disappointed when the makeup comes off. So I'm not even going to put it on. So, but it goes much further and much deeper than that. Like, just don't show up trying to be someone that you're not. Like, for example, if you're not typically a person who tells jokes, right? And I'm just using this as a very simple, but, you know, it'll get my point across. And then you go online, you look up all these jokes, memorize them, tell them on the first date, and the person loves that about you. Like, that's the thing that makes them want to keep going out with you. Like, man, you're so funny, you make me laugh, blah, blah, blah. And then come to find out, that's not even who you are. You hate telling jokes. You just did that for the first date to impress them, but that's not even you. So that's, again, it's a very small example, but it just goes to show, like, you have to be yourself because you don't want the person to fall for a person that you're not. Let them get to know the real you and decide whether or not they like the real you. And if they don't, then again, let that go. And then number five, use discernment. This is a big one. Discernment, Lord have mercy. This day and age, there is just so much happening and people are out for, they don't have good intentions. Let's just say that people don't have good intentions. And, you know, I'm sure it's been like this for quite some time. And so you have to be able to use discernment. Is this person being genuine? Do they have an ulterior motive? What do they really want from me? After, and I'm not saying you have to know all of this on the first date, but as you go out with this person and get to know this person, you need to be able to discern the spirit of the person you're with. They said they love Jesus, but do they really? You know, like, you have to watch this person's actions, but also you have to invite the Holy Spirit into your dating life, okay? When you go on a date, you don't try to leave the Holy Spirit at home. You tell him to come with you. When you're on the phone, when you're talking to this person, use discernment. Again, I'm not saying you have to be on guard 24/7, but if you are allowing the Holy Spirit to show up with you and you're tapped in, he's just automatically, red flags are, you know, when a red flag goes up, he's going to pull on you. He's going to tug on you. He'll be like, hey, you heard that? Did you hear that? You know, so allow the Holy Spirit to be part of your dating process, a part of your dating journey. And you're like, sis, is it really that serious? I just want to have fun, blah, blah, blah. Until you catch feelings for somebody who don't have good intentions. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're trying to prevent here. And again, this is true no matter if you're dating right now, if you're dating 5 years from now, 20 years from now, this is going to be the same case, you know, all of these things actually. And so again, use discernment, sis. And if something just doesn't feel right, it feels off, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions to that person. And if they're defensive, they don't want to answer your questions, they don't want to be clear, they don't want to be upfront, then that is a red flag. And you should pray about that and be like, should I continue seeing this person? God, you know, I bring everything to God in prayer. Okay. Bring everything to God in prayer, because that's how I knew that I needed to leave certain relationships that I didn't want to be in. The Holy Spirit was tugging on me, knocking at my door, and I'm praying and saying, God, are you really saying this? Because it's not really what I wanted to hear. I really didn't want to leave some of those relationships. And he was like, no, you got to go. You got to get out of here. And I'm so glad that he told me to leave and that he was persistent that insisted that I listen to him. So, sis, I'm telling you, if you don't hear anything else I'm saying, hear this one. Use discernment. All right. And that is it. That is the five timeless dating tips that are true no matter when. And you might be saying, girl, you don't know about dating no more, blah, blah, blah. That's why I don't give a lot of dating tips, because I don't know what it's like to date in this day and age. But I do know that you need these five things. You will always need these five things. And so that's why I thought it was important to talk about it, because I was having a conversation with someone and it's like, it just kind of came up and I was like, man, there's some things you always need no matter what. All right, so let me go through them again. Number one, be confident. Number two, be patient. Number three, have non-negotiables. Number four, be authentic. And number five, use discernment. Sis, I want y'all to be happy out here. I don't want y'all just being brokenhearted again and again. So many of you right now are going through your healing journey. And when you find that healing, sis, I want you to continue to be at peace. I don't want you to end up in another relationship, another failed relationship, rather. Another relationship that didn't work out because someone took advantage of you or did not have pure intentions, or you were being someone that you weren't, and you know, things didn't work out. He wasn't happy when he got to know the real you. Like, whatever the case is, I don't want to see any of that. I want to see you genuinely happy, having joy, and, you know, dating with purpose and intention, and, you know, being able to ultimately get to the person that God has for you. All right. And until that time comes, I want you to continue on your healing journey. I want you to continue to wait on God and continue to move forward in your singleness, because there's nothing wrong with being alone. Okay. So while you know, I know there's people who are out there and they have these thoughts about it and they're nervous. And so these are just some tips I wanted to throw out. But while you're on your healing journey, heal, sis. Don't even worry about the dating part. All right. So I love you so much. Come over to the Facebook group. Join us for more of this conversation. I would love to have you. Make sure when you come to the Facebook group that you answer the membership questions and agree to the group rules in order to be let in. And it is women only right now. Sorry, fellas, because I have had a few of you guys ask. But when I find another resource for you guys, I surely will let you know. All right. I love you all so much. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Hey sis, listen, if you have been blessed, changed, or inspired by this podcast in any way, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the number one way that you can thank me and show support for the show. Also, if this podcast blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Do a quick share and bless someone else. Please know I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I would love to hear from you. Come connect with me and other like-minded individuals in my Facebook group called Christian Women Overcoming Heartbreak and Finding Purpose. I can't wait to meet you back here really soon. Until then, remember to love the life you have while you're making it better. Love you, sis.